Hey everyone, welcome back to Condor Currents. I'm Skylar, and we're diving deep into the latest currents of computer architecture research and RISC-V innovation. This episode is brought to you by Condor Computing, high-performance RISC-V processor IP from Andes Technology, the world's leading RISC-V processor IP provider with 30% market share and over 12 billion SoCs shipped. Learn more at condorcomputing.com. Today, we've got some fascinating archive papers that tackle memory hierarchies in AI agent systems and the hidden costs of mixture of experts models, plus some exciting news about a 16-core RISC-V SO site, the evolution of CPU architectures, and China's claim of the world's first AI design processor. Let's jump right in. Our first paper comes from Archive today, titled Multi-Agent Memory from a Computer Architecture Perspective, Visions and Challenges Ahead by Zhengming Yu, Naicheng Yu, Hejia Zheng, and colleagues. Now, this is a really interesting position paper that looks at something we haven't traditionally thought about from a computer architecture lens, how multiple AI agents share and manage memory when they're working together. Think about it. We've spent decades optimizing memory hierarchies for single cores, then multi-core systems, but now we have these large language model agents that need to collaborate, and their memory requirements are exploding in complexity. The authors are essentially saying, hey, let's apply everything we know about computer architecture to solve this problem. They break it down into shared versus distributed memory paradigms, just like we do in traditional multiprocessor systems. The shared memory approach is like having all agents access a common pool. Think of it like multiple cores sharing the same L3 cache. The distributed approach gives each agent its own memory space, more like having separate processors with their own local memory. What's really clever is their three-layer memory hierarchy proposal. They've got an I/O layer for external data sources, a cache layer for frequently accessed information, and a main memory layer for persistent storage. It's basically taking our tried-and-true cache hierarchy and applying it to AI agent systems. But here's where it gets interesting from an architecture perspective. They identify two critical protocol gaps. First is cache sharing across agents. How do you maintain coherence when multiple agents are trying to access and modify shared memory? This is the classic cache coherence problem we've been solving in multi-core systems for years, but now applied to AI agents. Second is structured memory access control. Essentially, who gets to read and write what, when? The authors argue that the most pressing challenge is multi-agent memory consistency. And honestly, this makes total sense from a computer architecture standpoint. We've been dealing with memory consistency models for decades in parallel processing. The challenge now is adapting these concepts to AI workloads, where the access patterns and data dependencies might be completely different from traditional computing workloads. Moving on to our second archive paper, the QS inequality, quantifying the double penalty of mixture of experts at inference, by Vignesh Adhinarayana Nuanjayasena and colleagues. This one really hits home for anyone working on inference optimization in modern processors. Mixture of experts models are everywhere now. They're this clever way to scale up model capacity without proportionally scaling up compute during training. The idea is you have multiple specialized expert networks, and for each input, you only activate a few of them. It's like having a team of specialists where you only consult the relevant ones for each problem. During training, this works beautifully. You get high-quality results with relatively low FLOPS, but the authors have identified what they call a double penalty that kicks in during inference, and it's a real problem from a computer architecture perspective. The first penalty is what they call reuse fragmentation. Here's the deal. When you're doing inference, especially for text generation, you typically process tokens sequentially. But with mixture of experts, different tokens might route to different experts, which means your microbatches get fragmented across different expert networks. This kills your weight reuse efficiency. Imagine you've got data perfectly laid out in cache for one expert, but then the next token needs a completely different expert. You're constantly thrashing your cache, Tauschgetch, and memory subsystem. The second penalty is even more insidious from a memory hierarchy standpoint. These models have massive pools of expert weights that need to stay resident in memory. This eats up your high bandwidth memory, your HBM, leaving less headroom for things like KV cache. And if you're doing inference for long sequences, that KV cache is critical for performance. The authors formalize this as pushing feedforward networks into a bandwidth-bound regime. From a processor design perspective, this is fascinating because it shows how algorithmic choices in AI models directly impact our memory hierarchy design decisions. When we're designing processors for AI workloads, we need to think about these access patterns and how they interact with our cache hierarchies and memory bandwidth. This paper is a great example of why we need computer architects deeply involved in AI system design. These aren't just software problems. They're fundamental hardware-software co-design challenges. Let's shift gears to some industry news. First up, we've got coverage from ZNX Software about the Spacemint K3 16-core RISC-V SoC system information and early benchmarks. Now, I put 16-core in quotes because these numbers can be a bit misleading depending on how you count cores and what kind of cores we're talking about. Spacemint has been making waves in the RISC-V space, particularly in China's domestic processor development. What's exciting about this K3 chip is that it represents the ongoing maturation of RISC-V as a viable alternative for high-performance computing applications. We're seeing more and more complex SoCs built around RISC-V cores, and each generation is pushing the performance envelope further. From an architecture perspective, multi-core RISC-V systems are particularly interesting because they give us a clean slate to implement modern cache hierarchies and interconnect fabrics without the legacy baggage of other ISAs. The early benchmarks mentioned in the story will be crucial for understanding how well RISC-V is scaling to higher core counts. This is exactly the kind of real-world silicon that validates the architectural choices we've been making in the RISC-V ecosystem. Companies like Andes Technology, with their Condor Computing Processor IP, have been instrumental in providing the foundational building blocks that enable these kinds of complex multi-core designs. The fact that we're seeing 16-core RISC-V systems hitting the market shows how far the ecosystem has come in just a few years. Check the show notes for links to the full coverage and benchmark details. Next, we have a piece from WCSEFTech on the evolution of CPU architectures from Intel 4004 to modern SoCs. This is one of those great retrospective pieces that reminds us how far we've come in computer architecture, starting from the Intel 4004 back in 1971. A 4-bit processor running at 740 kilohertz with 2,300 transistors to today's multi-billion transistor SoCs with heterogeneous compute units, neural processing units, and complex cache hierarchies. What's fascinating from an architecture evolution perspective is how each era was defined by different bottlenecks and solutions. The early days were all about getting basic computation working reliably. Then we hit memory walls and invented cache hierarchies. We ran into instruction-level parallelism limits and developed out-of-order execution and superscalar designs. We hit power walls and moved to multi-core and dark silicon strategies. And now we're in this era where specialized accelerators and domain-specific architectures are driving innovation. RISC-V fits beautifully into this evolutionary story because it represents a return to architectural first principles. Instead of carrying forward decades of legacy ISA decisions, RISC-V lets us design processors optimized for modern workloads from the ground up, whether that's AI inference, edge computing, or high-performance computing applications. The modular nature of RISC-V also enables this explosion of specialized SoCs we're seeing today. You can pick exactly the instruction set extensions you need for your target application without paying the area and power costs for features you don't use. It's architectural evolution in real time. Finally, we've got a pretty bold claim from Tom's Hardware about China developing what they claim is the world's first AI design processor. The headline reads, "China claims to have developed the world's first AI designed processor. LLM turned performance requests into CPU architecture." Now, this is where we need to be a bit careful about the marketing versus the technical reality. Using AI to assist in processor design isn't entirely new. We've been using automated tools for place and route, timing optimization, and even some architectural exploration for years. What sounds different here is the claim that an LLM took high-level performance requirements and generated actual CPU architecture specifications. If that's true, it would be pretty remarkable from a design automation perspective. From a computer architecture standpoint, this raises fascinating questions about how we might automate more of the design process. Traditionally, architecture design has been very human-intensive. You need deep expertise to make the right trade-offs between performance, power, and area. You need to understand workload characteristics, memory hierarchy, interactions, pipeline design principles. The idea that an LLM could learn these relationships from existing processor designs and generate new architectures is both exciting and a little scary. On one hand, it could dramatically accelerate the design process and explore architectural spaces that human designers might miss. On the other hand, computer architecture is full of subtle interactions and domain expertise that might be hard to capture in training data. I'm curious to see the technical details when they're published. Regardless of whether this specific claim pans out, the intersection of AI and processor design automation is definitely an area worth watching. Check the show notes for the full story. That wraps up today's episode of Condor Currents. We covered some fascinating research on multi-agent memory architectures and the hidden costs of mixture of experts inference, plus exciting developments in RISC-V multi-core systems and AI-assisted processor design. Condor Currents, brought to you by Condor Computing, part of Andes Technologies' RISC-V processor IP portfolio. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast to stay current with the latest in computer architecture research and RISC-V innovation. Tomorrow's episode will dive into more cutting-edge architecture research, so stay tuned.